Hello everyone, Sally Abbott here. Well, another month has flown by and I'm back as your editor for the August 2023 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. This month the focus is on our glorious coastline and the front cover shows the stars of the seaside, the beach huts at Wells next the sea. Four brightly painted beach huts stand in front of the pine trees on golden sand beneath a clear blue sky. Inside, we hear an interview with Norwich-based ITV arts editor Nina Nana about how she is keeping her beloved husband's memory alive. We listen to why rugby legend Will Greenwood loves Norfolk, are told how the Victorious, a Norfolk sailing boat, is restored and relaunched on her 100th birthday, and learn about the annual project taking place in Caister St Edmund, unearthing secrets of Roman Norfolk. We are also enlightened as to the wonders of our deep history coast. In addition, we have our regular features and contributors. Our readers this month are Kevin Ford, Caroline Aldrey, Lorna Jesty and Robin Quine. Firstly, Emily, editor of the magazine, introduces this issue. Her introduction is read by Rowan Mantell.
One evening, I was idly scrolling through my Instagram feed, which is mostly made up of funny cat videos and memes of Succession's Kendall Roy looking sad, when something completely joyous stopped me in my tracks. A Norfolk influencer had posted a picture of herself jumping in the waves on the North Norfolk coast and captioned it, "Getting my vitamin C." And I thought, what a good way of describing a trip to the beach. Back in the day, a trip to the coast was available on prescription, and while the sound of crashing waves and the smell of the salty air might not be a magical cure-all, the feeling of the sand between your toes can certainly help lift the spirits. How lucky are we to have miles of glorious coastline right on our doorstep. You're never too far away from a beach in Norfolk, whether that's the bright lights of Great Yarmouth's Golden Mile, the traditional bucket and spade charm of Wells and Cromer, or the windswept wild beauty of Holkham and Blakeney. It doesn't even take long for it to have an effect. It could be as simple as sitting in the car, staring out to sea and eating chips when the weather is grey and drizzly, a sunset walk and wind down at the end of a hectic day, or a bracing paddle in the depths of winter. I've started calling my trips to the coast micro breaks, and I'm going to try and make sure that I take them more often. In this issue, we really do like to be beside the seaside. Rowan Mantell shares her A to Z of the Norfolk coast and delves into 2 million years of history in a fascinating new book about the prehistoric discoveries made along our shoreline. And we discover the Finnish secret to happiness when we try out Sea Pauling's beach sauna. This month, I've met two inspiring women for whom the Norfolk coast is a special place. Whether it's surfing or sailing, intrepid Zoe Dunford has always loved being out on the water. The creeks and salt marshes of North Norfolk are her happy place. Over the years, she has learned the ropes to become a fully qualified skipper, and last year she fulfilled her dream of launching her own sailing boat charter. Selkie, a stiff key cockle, was built locally, and her made-to-measure trips can include wildlife spotting, wild swimming and exploring remote beauty spots that not many people get to see. And Waxham means a great deal to Norfolk-based ITV arts editor Nina Nana. It's there where she made many happy family memories with her husband Steve and their daughter Mimi. Sadly, Steve died last year from complications associated with kidney disease. Determined to raise awareness of the condition, Nina has become an ambassador for Kidney Research UK and plays a moving tribute to him. Thank you, Nina, for sharing your story with us in this issue. Until next month...